This is the Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520, blanketing 17 states and much of Canada. We had, years ago, seven times a former governor on this program, George Pataki. And we also had David Patterson on this program, too, along with a good friend of Mr. Blakeman, John Katsimatidis. Let me tell you about Bruce Blakeman. He is the Republican candidate for governor of New York State, very popular Nassau County executive. He's an attorney, and he's the 10th county executive of Nassau County. He's a Republican, first elected in 2021, defeating Democrat incumbent Laura Curran, becoming the county's first Jewish county executive. He previously served as a commissioner for New York, New Jersey Port Authority, as well as a Nassau County legislator and Hempstead Town Councilman. He is a candidate in 2026 for governor of New York State, and he seems to be really getting so much momentum all over the state. I understand at the Bills game, he was a big hit. And we have also with us some supporters of his. We have legislator Frank Todaro, who many say will be a future county executive in Erie County. Greg Soika, who is the Lancaster Republican chairman, and he only has winners there. And Marina Wilcock, who is the former head of the Federation of Republican Women in the state of Florida, helping Donald Trump get elected. It seems that County Executive Blakeman, every year Kathy Hochul raises taxes about 4%. Every year. What are you going to do to reduce taxes?
Well, I'm going to do the same thing that I did when I was county executive. When I got into office, my predecessor, a Democrat, had a $150 million tax increase on the books. I eliminated it on day one of my term. And then what I did was I managed the fiscal budget of our county, which is quite a large budget. It's $4.3 billion. And I did so in a way that I applied business principles to running the county. And even though I hired 600 law enforcement professionals, 400 police officers, 200 corrections officers, invested in our police department, I did so many things to improve the quality of life of the people in our county. But I never raised taxes one penny in the last 4 years. People said you wouldn't be able to do that because inflation was about 7-8% per year under the Biden-Harris administration. So it was tough, but with good fiscal management, we were able to do it. And on top of that, I got 7 bond upgrades in the last 3 years from Wall Street, which is unprecedented. 7 in the last 3 years. So we run the county efficiently. That's how we have to run the state. The state of New York is mismanaged. It's overtaxed. It's overregulated. We need to create jobs. We need to create economic prosperity for people. That's how you make it more affordable, by making people get more opportunities so they can put more money in their pocket and they can make the choices on how they want to spend their money. So we have to cut taxes here in New York. We've got to get out of the business of business. Let business do business. They know how to do it best. Don't let government do it. We got to exploit a lot of our natural resources. We've got a tremendous amount of natural gas in New York State. We need cheap energy, which will help us with manufacturing and creating more jobs. So there's a lot of work that has to be done, because for the last 4 years, Kathy Hochul has run this state into the ground. People are miserable. They want a change. They want to be happy again. And the way to do that is by putting New Yorkers first.
And she also supported a communist for mayor of New York City also.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Let's talk about illegals. To your left is Frank Todaro, who is a county legislator, has spoken out 100 times about illegals, that they shouldn't be here. And I know Greg Soika, the Republican chairman in Lancaster, New York, has spoken out against this. What can't they get? The word is illegal. They shouldn't be here. How do you feel about this?
Well, I feel very strongly about it. I was the first county in New York State to declare that we were not a sanctuary county. Kathy Hochul was going to challenge me on that, and then she backed down when I told her that I'm not accepting any illegal migrants in Nassau County. I will have my police department the 10th largest municipal police department in the United States on the border of New York City. And if you try to bring them in, we're going to have our police turn them around and send them right back. I don't believe that having illegal migrants in our communities are a good thing. And people told me that I shouldn't cooperate with ICE. We have the most comprehensive agreement with ICE in the United States. I have 50 jail cells that are dedicated to ICE. I have 10 detectives who are now cross-designated with ICE. We work hand-in-hand with ICE, and we have a safer community because of it. We have the safest county in America now because we work together with our federal, state, and local, our local state and federal law enforcement partners to make sure that we work in a coordinated effort to keep our communities safe. So contrast that with Kathy Hochul. We have a sanctuary state. She has spent $5 billion or more in the last 4 years on illegal migrants. That's $5 billion that could have gone for schools to educate our kids, for hospitals. It could have gone for infrastructure. It could have gone for cutting taxes. So day one, when I become the governor of the state of New York, I am going to cancel the migrant program. I am going to declare that New York State is no longer a sanctuary state, and we will stop spending money on people who've been here for 15 minutes and start spending money on New Yorkers.
You are a Jewish candidate. There are about a million Jews in New York City. I know in Florida you have tremendous support with the Jewish community. What can you do to mobilize the Jewish support to win to be the next governor of New York State? Bruce Blakeman.
Well, I have to tell you, a lot of my Jewish friends are really, really worried because Zohran Mamdani is a virulent anti-Semite. He doesn't express American values. He never talks about freedom of religion. He talks about government control. He talks about collectivism. These are all things that, quite frankly, are dangers to not only Jewish people, but to everybody. And I say this to my Christian friends all the time. These people who are anti-Semites, they're basically anti-religion. And they start off being anti-Semites, and the next thing you know, they're anti-Christian. You know, tens of thousands of people have been murdered in Africa because they are Christians. Nobody has said a word. Nobody stood up to him before President Trump. And I applaud President Trump for standing up for that. We have to support American values. We have a Judeo-Christian work ethic that has worked very well. It's based on capitalism. If you work hard, if you really, really do the things necessary to improve the lives of your families, you will do that because under our system, everybody has that opportunity. But Zohran Mamdani and Kathy Hochul, they want to destroy that system. They talk about collectivism. That's communism. It's crazy. That means that if you have more than your neighbor, they can take that from you and give it to your neighbor, even though your neighbor doesn't work as hard or isn't achieving as much as you are. I think it's completely the antithesis of what we were taught growing up and what American values are.
Very good. We're learning a lot from the Republican candidate for governor of New York State, Bruce Blakeman. It's like old home day. It reminds me when Governor Pataki was here 7 times, and he has an interesting coalition behind him, Bruce Blakeman, running for governor. I'd like to thank those who called regarding our recent guests with the Canadian Raceboat Hall of Fame, Rick Platt, with the Ohio Port Authority. Coming up, we'll have authors Charles Todd, who wrote the 23 bestsellers in the Ian Rutledge murder series, Larry Lehmer, who met with the county executive and candidate for governor. And we'll have a program with David Maruli, an expert on Bitcoin. A little plug here: on a cold winter night, there's nothing better than sitting in a warm home with some good reading material. Now is a great time to get reacquainted with your heritage by reading the Ampol Legal newspaper. News, historic, and cultural features from the Polish-American perspective can be delivered to your door each week for just 75 cents. The Ampol Legal is the way to keep up on the news in Poland and Polonia with special features in the editions. Get a subscription or send one to a friend. Call 716-835-9454 or order online at ampollegal.com. Just click the subscribe tab at the top of the homepage. That's ampollegal.com or 716-835-9454. 1-800-875-4. Some more information about Bruce Blakeman, Republican candidate for governor. He's a native of Nassau County, was born in Valley Stream, New York. Blakeman's father was Assemblyman Robert Blakeman. His mother, Betty, served in the Women's Army Corps, and his father was a merchant mariner and later Naval Reserve officer. His brother, Brad Blakeman, was on the staff of President George W. Bush, and he was on this program about 15 years ago, your brother. So we're happy to have you. Special thanks to Brian Nevin and Chris Boyle for arranging this program. Abortion. Many people feel that you cannot win in New York State if you're pro-life in a 3-to-1 Democratic state. You are pro-choice. Why is this so essential to win New York State by being pro-choice?
Well, first of all, let me say that I respect everybody's position on what is really a complicated issue. I have always felt that in the early terms of pregnancy, that it is a woman's right to make that decision. But I certainly respect people who have a different point of view, and I think that they should be heard, and we should respect everybody's point of view. I think we need to spend more money on adoption and more money on foster care. We spend precious little on that, so I think that that's something that we can do. It's not an all-or-nothing proposition. The problem here in New York is that if you are a candidate for public office in this state, there is approximately 9% of the people who don't like Kathy Hochul and wouldn't vote for Kathy Hochul, except they will not vote for a pro-life candidate. If you got those 9% on your side, as we saw with Lee Zeldin, who came very close to winning the gubernatorial race 4 years ago, he lost by 5 points. If you got those 9% to flip towards you, you would win decisively. So I think it does take the abortion issue off the table. That's all the Democrats want to talk about. That's all Kathy Hochul wants to talk about, because she has such a failed and miserable tenure as governor of this state, making people unhappy. She doesn't talk about anything but Trump and abortion. And she's got to run on her record, and she's afraid to run on her record. I'm going to run on my record, where I achieved great things in Nassau County, a county larger than 8 to 10 states in population. We have almost 1.5 million people. And as I said, a budget of $4.3 billion. And it's the safest county in America. Niche Magazine said we're the most desirable place to live in New York State. I want to apply those principles to the whole state. So we make a state that's very desirable. We have hundreds of thousands of people leaving the state each and every year. They're going to other places, South Carolina, North Carolina, Florida, Texas. And when you go to these states, people there are basically happy. Here in New York State, they're unhappy with Kathy Hochul's leadership. We've got to change that. We've got to do better. And I'm going to do that by putting New Yorkers first, creating jobs, creating economic prosperity, putting more money in people's pockets.
Very good. We're honored to have in the studio today Frank Todaro, popular Erie County legislator, Greg Soika, Lancaster Republican chair, and Marina Wilcock, who helped on the staff of Senator Mary Lou Rath for many years. Let's talk about fentanyl. It looks like we're going to see a dent in the fentanyl trade coming in. Trump has been blowing up these drug boats. Now Maduro is in jail in New York City, not far from Nassau County. Do you see a big dent in fentanyl with Donald Trump?
Well, we've seen a material change in the last year under Donald Trump's leadership. So think of what he's accomplished in just 1 year. It's been amazing. The guy is tireless, and he has fulfilled the promises that he made when he was running for president. I'm very happy, because with less illegal migrants with criminal records in my county, then we can save lives. These are people who are dealing in drugs. They were recruiting our young people into gangs. And let me tell you something. When I had the cooperation agreement with ICE, when I said I was going to stand with President Trump on this issue, a lot of people said to me, Bruce, you're up for re-election. You're going to get killed in the Hispanic American community. And when I first went into the Hispanic American community, they were a little hostile towards me until I sat down and explained to them why I was doing what I was doing. I was doing it to save their kids' lives. I was doing it to make sure their kids didn't get involved in gang activity. I did it because I didn't want overcrowding in their schools. And when I told them that, and I met with the pastors of the church and the community leaders, you know what? They bought into it. And as a matter of fact, I got 56% of the Hispanic American vote in the last election. I believe that that's a message that resonates. Hispanic Americans want safe communities. They want good schools. And they don't want people who have been here for 15 minutes taking all their resources.
Let's talk about a controversial topic, and that's boys playing with girls' sports. And I know the President of the United States has been totally against this. My daughter is a tennis pro, and she doesn't want men in the locker rooms. So how do you feel about that? Does this upset you a lot, Bruce Blakeman?
Well, I was the first county executive in America that signed an executive order and then had my legislature pass legislation that said boys play with boys and girls play with girls. And Brian, you know how it emanated? I had a girls' soccer team in. They were a championship team. We were taking a picture, and the girl said to me, "I'd like to talk to you, Mr. Blakeman, about an important issue." So I said, "What's that?" And they said, "We don't want to compete against boys. We don't want them in our locker room. It's unsafe. It's unfair. We work really hard to achieve our positions in sports, and we don't want men taking our positions on teams. We don't want them in our locker room. We don't want to compete against them. It's unsafe." So I passed the first law in Nassau County with the help of our legislature saying exactly that. Boys play with boys, girls play with girls. And I'm glad to see that there are other communities now throughout the United States that are doing that, because I think it's incredibly important. We have to protect the integrity of women's sports and the safety of women's competition in sports. So I firmly believe that there is no place for biological males in girls' sports.
Yeah, I remember with the swimmers, the man was about a foot taller than the women who were competing. It seemed like a very unfair advantage. Let's talk about Mamdani. It's amazing that here's a man who calls himself a Democrat socialist, but most people call him a communist. He's against private property ownership. Where do you see this man? How can you work with someone like that?
Well, first of all, my job as governor is to keep a check on him. I want to make sure that he doesn't destroy the economy or the financial capital of the world. I will not let that happen as governor. I will make sure that he enforces the law in New York City. If he doesn't, I'll bring the state police down and I'll take over the NYPD and I'll make sure that we enforce the law in New York City. New York City is a great city and it's got a lot to offer. And this guy, he believes in collectivism, which basically means if you have more than somebody else, we can take what you have and give it to somebody else. It's a failed system. Communism has never worked anywhere. It's been a total disaster in every country in the world. And this is a guy that's anti-law enforcement. He wanted to defund the police. He wants community groups now to monitor the police. And basically, he's going to put radicals who don't support law enforcement on these committees. I think it's a big mistake, and as governor, I will make sure that he does not destroy a great city, the city that is the birthplace and home of capitalism, and that's New York City.
Very good. Our guest today is Bruce Blakeman. He's the Nassau County Executive. He's running as a Republican for governor of New York State. If you're listening in Montreal, South Buffalo, or Washington, D.C., to our 50,000 watts, we have received letters as far away as Scandinavia and New Zealand with our 50,000 watts of clear channel power. Please write to Brian Rusk, Bet AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. And we greet letters from our Canadian and European listeners. A little bit more information about Bruce Blakeman. He attended Valley Stream Central High School, earned a Bachelor of Arts degree in Political Science and Government from Arizona State University, and a Juris Doctor from the California Western School of Law. During school, he worked on Republican campaigns and for a time was a driver for former First Lady Nancy Reagan. After passing the bar, he worked as a partner at his father's law firm. Bruce Blakeman also holds a certificate in Homeland Security Management from Long Island University. That will come in handy as governor. Marina Wilcock was writing me today about our educational standards. She's very concerned in New York State. We waste a lot of money on other things. What are you going to do to improve our schools, Bruce Blakeman?
Well, first of all, I'm going to replace the chancellor. We're going to give more parental rights. They are the ones who should be making the choices about how their children are taught in our schools. I believe that we've been spending tons of money and too much time on DEI and critical race theory and all these crazy things that they've been trying to teach our children, when we should get back to the basics of math and science. We should get back to reading comprehension. We need to prepare our kids for work. And work is a good thing. Work is something that is mentioned both in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Unfortunately, we have a mayor of the city of New York and a governor of the state of New York, Governor Hochul, who believe less work is better. And they don't want to prepare our kids to be prosperous and to make a good living and to have good benefits and to live a life where they're not living paycheck to paycheck. I want people to be able to afford the necessities and the luxuries of life. And I think we can do that in New York State. We can make it prosperous. But we've got to educate our kids. We've got to leave all of this critical race theory and DEI out of curriculum. Let's get back to the basics. And we got to start teaching American history again. This is the greatest form of government that the history of the world has ever seen. And unfortunately, we have too many educators who don't believe in American values and American principles. And our kids, unfortunately, haven't been taught these things. And it's left to the parents to teach to our children the things that we learned when we were growing up that made us love this country. And again, I just feel that everything that Kathy Hochul does is a knock on the values that my parents and my grandparents taught me. She's very pro-criminal, never talks about victims, never talks about the people that are hurt by crime. And again, our schools, we need to do a better job of educating our kids. We got to get back to the basics, and we got to let parents get more involved in the education of their children.
Let's talk about cashless bail. We've had Sheriff Garcia and Under Sheriff Cooley on this program five times, and they're very upset about cashless bail. They keep arresting the same person over and over again, and they're let out. What can we do to get rid of this cashless bail and keep criminals in jail behind bars?
Well, you've got a great sheriff here in Erie County. John Garcia is a seasoned law enforcement professional. He's somebody that has the experience, the know-how, and the dedication to keep this county safe, and I'm a big fan of his. So we need more law enforcement officers like him and leaders in our Homeland Security and law enforcement apparatus. Cashless bail is a disaster. It's taken away discretion from judges on whether to hold somebody. In the past, a judge had the discretion to hold somebody if they were a danger to the community, if they were let out, or if they were a risk to escape. Now, judges don't have that discretion, and basically, people can commit a crime, be out of jail in 1 hour, commit another crime, be out of jail in 1 hour, and they're recidivists, and they continue to commit crime after crime after crime. We've got people that have been arrested 17 times for shoplifting. At some point, you've got to say, you got to put these people away. And I just think that my job, number one, when I become the governor, is to make sure that this is a safe state and that we support law enforcement. And that means getting rid of cashless bail, raise the age, and some of the other crazy rules that we have that make it harder for our law enforcement professionals to keep us safe.
Let's talk about loss of population. New York State was always the Empire State, number one in population. Now Florida has surpassed us with a few million more people, even though they have less than half the budget we have in New York State. What are you going to do to bring people back to New York State as Governor Bruce Blakeman?
Well, Brian, that's a great question. And it's such a sad commentary that so many people have left the state of New York under Governor Kathy Hochul's lack of leadership. When you think of, as I said before, people in Texas, Florida, South Carolina, North Carolina, when I go down there and visit people there, they're basically happy because their government gets out of the way. They don't overregulate business. They're in the business of creating good jobs and economic prosperity. People want to live in an environment where they can do better than their parents did. And our young people are leaving. They don't want to stay here because they don't see the opportunities here. I want to bring back those opportunities. I want to create better jobs. I want people to get paid more. I want them to have better benefits. And to do that, you've got to be pro-business. You've got to be for economic development. That's what I did as county executive. The gross domestic product of my county went up from about $85 billion to $125 billion in just 3.5 years because I welcome business in. I try to cut regulations that strangle business and make it more difficult for them to hire people. So I think we have to have a whole new culture in New York State. Kathy Hochul has not shown any inclination whatsoever to develop business in New York State. The only business that she has is she's increased the number of homeless shelters because of the illegal migrants that she's led into this state, spending over $5 billion of taxpayer money on this crazy program of people who haven't earned a thing. So I'm going to change all that on day one.
Very good. We have a minute left on the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520. How about Hochul being against the prison guards? Wasn't that terrible?
Well, my corrections officers are very happy in Nassau County because I respect them. And I understand that they have a very tough job. Kathy Hochul doesn't respect law enforcement. And our corrections officers, they're behind the scenes. You don't see them. And they do a tremendous job keeping us safe in very, very difficult conditions. So I want the corrections officers of New York State to know that they'll have a friend with me as governor. And having our National Guard in the jails is just crazy. Taking the jobs away from professionals, our corrections officers who are trained to do their job, it's a bad policy. I will get the National Guard out of our jails. We'll put them to better use throughout the state, and I will bring our corrections officers back and let them do their job.
Very good. We're learning a great deal from the Republican candidate for governor, Bruce Blakeman, Nassau County Executive. Again, thanks to Kevin Carr, Director of Production for the last 20 years. And we're honored to have in the studio today Legislator Frank Todaro, the chairman of the Lancaster Republican Committee, Greg Soika, and Marina Wolcock, who was the right arm of Senator Mary Lou Rath for many years. Thank you for enlightening us about the future of New York State, Nassau County Executive and candidate for governor on the Republican line, Bruce Blakeman. Have a great week.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.